There will be a decisive Game 7 tonight in the World Series as the Indians were pounded by the Chicago Cubs 9-3 in Game 6 on Tuesday night. Our commentator Terry Pluto joins me on the phone this morning. Terry, good morning. Thanks so much for joining me. Not a very good morning if you're a Tribe fan waking up to this pretty lopsided game yesterday.
I guess there's two ways to look at it, Amanda. One is, if you were hoping they were going to win last night, then it's a rough morning. If you're like a lot of us who grew up with a team that forget you couldn't even spell the word World Series, much less have your team in Game 7, you think, well, at least I have a Game 7 to watch. I have a team that's in the World Series, and the game is at home. In fact, the Indians have now played on, this will be only the third Game 7 in the history of the franchise. It's the first one ever at home. The other two, one was in the 1997 World Series. They lost in Miami to the Marlins. And the other was in 2007, and that's when they lost in Fenway Park to Boston in the American League Championship Series. So this is a unique thing here. We've never had this before, a Game 7 in Cleveland. And you got Corey Kluber on the mound. He's the best the Indians have.
Okay, so we got Corey Kluber tonight, but he's going to be pitching on short rest.
Yeah, basically it's 3 days between starts. It's the third time he did it. I think that was part of the problem Josh Tomlin had in Game 6. Something else that struck me, Amanda.
What's that?
Both of these fan bases kind of view themselves as tortured.
Yeah.
So if you're a Cubs fan, you're thinking, it's been 108 years since my team won the World Series. And you know what's going to happen? They're going to be down 3-1. I've written them off. Then they will have come back in 1-2, and then they'll lose in Game 7 just to torture me again.
Right.
And if you're an Indians fan, you think, well, they haven't won since 1948. And here they are, they're up 3-1 to the Cubs, and they can't finish the deal. So one of these fan bases is going to go home, go, I knew something like this was going to happen. And the other is going to wake up and say, I can't believe my team actually did it.
Yeah, I was kind of saying last night, there's going to be tears one way or another, whether we win or lose.
Right, because I could tell you when I was in Chicago before Game 5, how, you know, Chicago's colors, the Cubs, the little blue Cubby Bear is blue, and that was really what matched the mood. The question is, where are the players in this? And most of the time, they're kind of, as they say, playing their own game. I don't think much is going to get to Corey Kluber. He really is. You talk about being in your own world and pitching, that's Kluber. A big concern, though, Amanda, is, you know, Chicago can really hit, and all of a sudden, they seem to get their bats going a little bit in Game 5, and then you turn around, they just pounded the ball against the Indians Tuesday night at Progressive Field.
Definitely a concern. One thing that is good, like you mentioned, Corey Kluber on the mound. Also, the bullpen had a chance to rest yesterday because of the lopsided victory.
They did. You know, so Andrew Miller and Cody Allen are ready. A couple of other things struck me. Number one is the season for the Indians started February 20th. In Arizona. Here we are. It's early November. They're still playing. Counting the preseason, they have played 207 games. And it's such a long way to go. And you just get, it's almost like at this point, it's like which of these two teams, it's like running a marathon and now you're on the last mile. You know, who still has one big long kick in them? The other thing is I'll be very curious to see what the crowd is like. There were a lot of Cubs fans there in Game 6. They were buying the tickets in the secondary market for big money. I mean, I heard on the way out that somebody was paying $19,000 a seat from Chicago to get a couple of tickets right behind the Cubs dugout for Game 7. And one last thing, late in the regular season when the Indians were in the pennant race for the Central Division, I remember at one point after a game, a very tired, haggard Terry Francona, the Indians manager, said this, and this was after they won. He goes, you know what this is like? It's awesome and it's agony. Well, it's one more time for awesome agony, and hopefully we'll just be saying tomorrow morning, it's just awesome.
Awesome agony indeed. It all comes down to a Game 7 tonight. Going to be a very exciting atmosphere in Cleveland. Definitely very tense. Terry, we look forward to talking with you again tomorrow morning. Thanks so much for joining me.
You're welcome, Amanda.